Hello and welcome to another WNRN in studio session at In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. I'm Jeff Sweatman. We're joined by an audience of WNRN members, and we're thrilled to be joined by Sam, Tilly, and Tom as they make their way to a show in D.C., just sort of passing through, and they're going to rock us this afternoon. Please give a warm Virginia welcome to the Bug Club. Yeah, we thought we'd just have you get right into a song. Which one did you want to do first for us today?
Oh, How to Be a Confidant.
Someone on how to be a confidant. You put on your helmet and pray to any of the gods you heard about on Sundays. And one of these days, it'll all be wrong to you.
Amen!
The wind blows and the daffodils grow in the borders, bushes and bread bins. And I'm in
trouble again.
The charity band has lost its middle C.
You see,
the elderly children climbed over the playpen and onto the bowling green. It seems they have more in common with the veterans and common with sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Waves and waves of strawberry lace. My doctor won't treat animals, and the veterinarian cannibals aren't hungry.
Woe is me.
Back to the basics, let's start again. We'll get it right this time. In the end, the fire of Satan will have no reason to burn.
Well, where did that come from?
I seem to have become a preacher of sorts. I guess I'll sort the linens into darks and lights and delicates like me.
Friends might sing along.
If I'm lucky, I'll never have another friend like you. If I'm lucky, I'll never have another friend like you. If I'm lucky, I'll never have another friend like you. If I'm lucky, I'll never have another friend. And an equilateral nonagon, and ponder on the meaning of true. True! Lies, 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 scattered the butterfly. That was actually a moth that I dipped in yellow dye. And I hung out on the washing line to dry with the dishcloths and dirty jokes. I'll talk you later!
For complex music
and abstract art, obvious opinions.
Decision or something like that.
Either way, they'd better stay inside forever.
Look at them!
Well, that constellation looks like it's taken a mick.
The mick!
Out of me. Orion's belt has never felt so hostile.
I'm sure. I'll never have another friend like you. If I'm lucky.
right. It sounds amazing in here. The Bug Club at In Your Ear Studios for a WNRN member event. I'm Jeff Sweatman, and I got to say, I mean, y'all are just so much fun. I just love it. Everybody's smiling. And to paraphrase Tom Cruise, you guys had me at Quality Pints. That was the first song I heard by y'all. I know there was previous material, but you were new to me at the time, and I just love that song. So that song alone made me a fan for life of yours. And I was just wondering on the drive over here, if y'all were a corporation, what would your mission statement be?
Join us.
Very nice. I knew you would have a good response for that. So for those that don't know, y'all are from Wales, and you actually have a song, Have You Ever Been to Wales, that folks may be familiar with. And I wanted to get the story straight from the source here. Was that actually used by the Welsh government or tourism or something? Or was that like a Sub Pop thing, that good marketing by your label?
Well, I have no idea. We had a YouTube comment that was like, we're the Welsh board. Give us a call. But we never called them. You got to leave them wanting more, you know.
Well, okay, I'll just ask the obvious then, having never been there myself, how is it over there in Wales? Are you adjusting okay to the heat? We've got this massive heat wave right now. It's not normally this hot in Virginia.
I've never been anywhere so warm. So.
Yeah, I know it.
Yes, I know. It's nice.
It's kind of nice. I mean, it's a novelty for us, so I think we're just kind of basking while we can, you know, before we get back to the rain. I mean, the world's dying, but we're all boiling hot, so it's really nice.
Right. You've got a couple more shows for your U.S. dates here this year, and then back over to Europe and the U.K. And Tom over here, your drummer, is actually the producer on your records, right?
Yes, he is.
Well, we didn't give him a microphone, so you can't chime in. Sorry, Tom. But what's that like? What's it been like kind of album to album? You had a couple of independent releases, then signed into Sub Pop for the last two. We played Lonsdale Slip-Ons from On the Intricate Inner Workings of the System, one of my favorite albums of last year. And now this year, of course, you got Very Human Features out, and we've been playing Jealous Boy. So have you tried to kind of take a different approach record to record, or what's been sort of the philosophy in the studio?
I don't know. Well, we just write them pretty quick, you know, so they end up in little batches. I think the last one were all about, like, Pints and James Bond and stuff, so we were just a bit bored. So things are a bit more songy, but yeah, there's no real thought behind it. No thought behind it. Overestimate how little we try.
Just complete dog brain. Complete.
Well, I'll be a little more specific. So I know I'm a big My Morning Jacket fan, and I know at one point in their early years they were telling people that the reverb that you often use is almost like the sixth member of the band. So you kind of have that effect on the vocals. Is it like a gating or like the bullhorn effect? That's been pretty consistent through all the albums. What was the philosophy behind that, or how did you kind of come upon that sound?
I think it just sounds nice. We haven't got anything like posh to listen to any music on, so it always sounds like a little radio, you know? So I quite like the sound of that. So I think it's just... I always just think that sounds what the bands sound like, you know?
Tom's got a tiny little speaker in the studio, and he's got really fancy speakers. And we're always like, play it through the tiny speaker. Just so we know it sounds good.
That's the true test, right? Yeah, yeah. Well, let's have you get into another song. Which one did you want to play next for us?
Oh, Blame Me, we were going to do.
Everything was broken in three. person, not one single person around the bay, and your bag disappeared in the jug you blow the previous
Another great one from the Bug Club. It's a special WNRN in studio session at In Your Ears Studios in Richmond in front of an audience of WNRN members as they make their way to a show at DC9. And yeah, that's just awesome. Sam and Tilly, y'all have known each other a while, right?
Oh,
did
yeah.
you meet as teenagers? Is that story
yeah,
correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Was there a particular music that you guys had in common, or how did you kind of, you know, how have you stayed friends this long and in a band?
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't really know. It was just a small town and then the only people who played stuff.
Not many people, you know, kind of a little bit thrust together, but
couldn't
shake
right.
each other off, I think. Basically was the thing.
I don't know. No real music, was it?
Just kind of friendship.
Friendship.
First,
yeah.
And then
just a bit of friendship, you know.
Just a bit of pure friendship.
Yeah.
You know.
So the music part came later. I see. All right. I like the interplay between your vocals, where sometimes you're singing harmony, sometimes it's unison, sometimes you're alternating within the same song. So that seems like a unique style to who brings the songs in and how does it work out in the studio, you know?
I guess I do the words in that.
Well, you're the word man, aren't you?
Yeah, we know each other so well that I think we just know who's going to sing what anyway, you know? So it's always kind of in mind when we're making up the words, you know? And kind of who wants to do the funny lines and stuff, you know? Just pick and choose and divvy it up. Who wants to say what? But,
we've got pretty opposite vocal registers to get technical. it kind of works itself out quite naturally, really, you know, because of that.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned funny. I was going to ask you about that because it seems like a tricky thing. It's like the poor, you know, comedic actors never get nominated for Oscars because people think, oh, being funny is easy. But when it comes to songwriting, I think that's super tricky because are there songs that maybe you discard because it's you haven't come up with that one line that really makes it, you know, have that extra punch to it? Or is that just kind of an added bonus as you go along?
I don't know. We never want them to be too serious, you know. We want them to, like, mean stuff and all, but we don't want to. We want to keep it fun, you know. So it's a bit of that. We kind of, there's not loads we chuck away, I guess, but it's just, you just pick the favorite ones, isn't it? Whichever one makes you laugh, always fun to do.
Basically.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I have a feature on my show weekdays. I do Live at 5. I play a live song, and I got to ask you about your live record where it was all new songs performed under a pseudonym, and they were songs that you were never going to perform ever again. How did that come about?
We just had a bunch of songs, really, and then we were just going on tour. I thought it was a nice idea because the other band on tour didn't have to go on first either, and then it would be nice for us to... We wanted to make it as, dead as possible when we went on as well, so we were trying to go on, as close to doors
awkward.
As we could.
Very
and then,
awkward.
Make sure they didn't put any music on or anything, so it was real.
The promoters were please, can we put some music on? And we were no, they have to stand there in silence until we come on.
But I don't know.
But it was kind of a foster fail, really, because we do definitely play them live still.
Yeah.
So you couldn't let them go.
But it worked out all right. It's worked out nice.
And what was the name of again? Mr.
Anyways, Holy Spirits Perform One Foot in Bethlehem was the album. I used to have a head teacher guy who used to just play old Christian stuff for ages just on his guitar, but it was just an excuse so he could play guitar for everyone. But I thought it was a funny mood, so I just wanted to do a bit of that, force everyone to listen to a bunch of songs they don't know.
Well, just a couple more quick things. There's a Spinal Tap 2 in the works, I guess, for this summer. I thought maybe you could each tell us what your favorite part of the first one is, if you have one.
When he's talking about his sandwiches and the ketchup.
Oh, yeah.
What's he saying about the ketchup? That's hilarious. And I resonate with it, honestly.
The drum a bit. I like the drum a bit when he's just a little globule when the drummer keeps exploding. Yeah. I feel that's pretty... It's hard to get a drummer.
You kind of had that rotating drummer thing in your band, right?
A little bit?
A little bit.
So many globules.
It's a little bit too close to home at the moment, So,
yeah, safe travels to D.C. there, Tom. Well, and one more thing I thought might be fun to kind of end on before you play us out with one more. So, favorite Beatle, if you have one.
George.
Nice. Oh, you're going off the Beatles, not like Bugs. I thought this was a Bug Club question.
Oh.
Or it could be.
The Beatles.
George
better.
The Beatle.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a Paul man. I don't know if... Yeah. don't know.
George and I don't know any of the Beatles. The types of Beatles.
Right.
The big guys?
Ryan Osbourne?
Just the bigger the Beatle, the better.
Yeah. Gotcha. Dung Beetle, they're quite good. Anyone with
Dung Beetle, yeah.
Yes. A good purpose.
Yeah, they serve a purpose. I think they're a bit misunderstood.
Do they know? I don't really know if they do.
Well, they roll the dung around.
Someone's got to do
purpose
it.
Purpose enough,
Yeah. Tom, you want to chime in on this one? Favorite Beetle?
I'm a John boy.
John, okay, great. And
a horrible person,
right. for the music end. Favorite Ramone,
I really like Dee Dee.
I guess I'm not even an expert, I don't know. Johnny's or Johnny?
Johnny the guitar, yeah. Not guitar, necessarily a great person either, but Tom, you got a preference?
We're taking the main one.
Pass.
Not a Ramones. Okay.
Joey. This is a Joey.
Well, Joey's the guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Joey. Nice. All right. We'll accept that. And finally, your favorite super furry animal. Not the band. Actual super furry animal.
Because
Griff, right? Is he kind of a... He's basically a local...
Yeah.
Folk hero in Wales, right? For the front man of super furry animals.
I'm going to stick with Griff.
Oh, yeah, go with them. Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, nice.
Tell him you got one.
Maybe Bigfoot or something.
I think Leon, who played with Super Furries, has a studio.
Nice. Leon with the studio. Was that an influence on you becoming a producer then?
Absolutely not.
Okay, there we go. And how about you, Sam?
I don't really know. Well, I know another Griff who does look like Griff Reese as well. So I'll go Griff from Melin.
Is that that's a popular Welsh name then, or not so much?
Yeah, it's quite popular. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for humoring us and for all the great songs. And really, if you're new to this band, definitely go down the rabbit hole, check out the back catalog, because there's a lot to sift through, and it's all great. So which song did you want to play us out with here?
Oh, we're just going to do Quality Points. Wake us up a bit. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Quality Points, Quality Points, Quality Points in your town. Quality Points, we're making Quality Points, we're making Quality Points in your town.
Master, she wore a Quality Point, he used a Quality Points in your town.
We heard
you have a Quality Point, he used a Quality Points in your town.
fine establishment looks like the kind of one us is.
Quality pints, quality pints, quality pints, quality pints in the town. Quality pints, you're making quality pints, you're making quality pints in the town.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. The Bug Club. Let's give them another round of applause. Woo-hoo.
Thank you. Cheers.
And one final follow-up question that I just thought of during that amazing song. Can you give all of us, whoever make it over to Wales, the best place to get a quality pint in Wales? Not to put you on the spot.
The Murringer.
The Murringer.
The old Murringer in Newport.
A good point.
Like an old Tudor pub, right?
Yeah.
Really, really, really old pub. It's very good.
It's opposite a good venue called La Pub as well.
Very good.
Also a good point in there. Yeah, we'll go there.
I mean, we're biased because it's local, but...
Yeah. City Arms in Cardiff's quite good. I bought
City
a hat
Arms,
there last time.
Oh, yeah. That's a good solid one.
Very nice. And not to put you on the spot, thank you for rolling with all the questions and... for the great music, and thanks to all at In Your Ear Studios for the assist with the audio and video, to our WNRN team, and thanks again to our WNRN members who make sessions like this possible. Another WNRN in-studio session at In Your Ear in Richmond. Thanks again to the Bug Club.
Woo-hoo. Cheers.